News, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to the Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That is why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. And man, do we have a lot of dissent for you today. I am your host, Len Asante. We'll be joined in a little while by Michelle Harbin, and we're in a little while after that by a couple of wonderful folks from the NAACP of Sumner County. The time is 5:02 p.m. It is 26 degrees and clear out in Portland, Tennessee, going down to 19 tonight. Sounds pretty cold, but it was 3 when I woke up this morning at my house. So I guess 19's a step in the right direction. Going all the way up to 40 degrees, partly cloudy on your Thursday. Okay, what's going on in the world? Well, there are days. And there she is right now. I'm Len Asante. And
I'm Michelle Harbin.
And we are
the Loyal Opposition.
Okay, Michelle's here. There are days when I think it was an unwise choice to give me a microphone and several thousand watts of broadcasting power. And let me tell you, today is one of those days.
What's going on today?
Yeah, tough one. Long news day today. Anyway, I got so much we can talk. We could go on and on forever. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with a trivia question, okay? Folks, you know the drill. I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, don't cheating. No looking up online. If you know the answer, text us in at 516-440-6310. That's 516-440-6310. And if you know the answer, we'll let you know. We'll tell you the right answer after the first break. Also, that number, 516-440-6310, is the number to text in questions that you might have for our guests, which we'll be getting to in just a little while. Well, Michelle, I saw a pretty good bumper sticker on the way up here today.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. It said, "I'd rather be topless." Now,
was it a Jeep?
It was a Jeep.
There you go.
It was a Jeep with a top on it, and so I was like, oh, I got to say that. Then I realized what I was looking at, and I'm like, oh, it's just a Jeep. Okay. All right.
let's ask you another question. Why do you look so dapper today? Guys, Lynn's in a sports jacket, and he's got a tweed vest on and a tie.
I'm looking sharp for you and my guests, and of course for Roger. Yeah, Michelle needs to learn to talk to them. Like, she's only been doing this for like 5 years.
But yeah, why are you so dressed up?
Why am I dressed up? Because just felt like dressing up, and it's a cold day today, and layers make you warm.
So this is your northern.
This is my northern climb. Exactly. Oh, to be boring. You know, one of the things I was thinking about on the way up here was that, you know, there are There are times in the cycle of the year when it's hard to come up with stuff to talk about on this show because, you know, the Millersville City Commission isn't doing stupid stuff every week, and the Sumner County Commission isn't doing stupid stuff every week, and the state legislature isn't doing hateful stuff every week. Sometimes it's kind of hard to come up with stuff to talk about. But then I realized, you know, this show hasn't existed during a Trump administration. And just in the last 24 hours, there's enough to talk about to last a whole bunch of shows. So I don't think I'm going to have to worry about lacking stuff to talk about anymore.
Yeah, the show was more in response to what we went through.
Exactly. Exactly. And now it's going to be that response is going to be right now, you know, sort of right there. And so anyway, but I do want to start off today by mentioning the school shooting in Antioch that you sent me. Why don't you take the lead on that one?
Yeah, so it happened today. A student apparently went into the cafeteria, a 17-year-old child, shot two students and then himself, and the police were able to identify the shooter, so that's really all I know at this time.
So my guess is probably some kind of murder-suicide kind of thing, right? And again, another senseless school shooting involving minors.
And
they, exactly, and Antioch.
Twice that community has been robbed.
Antioch's getting the brunt of it, and that's just a shame. And folks, this doesn't have to be this way. This doesn't have to happen. This does not have to happen.
You know, the simple argument is if you can ban TikTok, you can ban.
Right? Exactly. Now TikTok. Don't even get me started about TikTok. What former president slash current president led the charge against the ban of TikTok and then all of a sudden now wants to, you know, save the deal with TikTok?
I'll take oxymorons for 1,000.
Well, it's just morons. Either way, you'll probably be okay. And I'll ask you another question. What crazy-haired U.S. senator from Tennessee has harped for years about the danger of the Chinese Communist Party and has wanted to ban TikTok, but then posted yesterday about how President Trump, who hadn't even been in office one day, saved thousands of jobs by his proclamation that he's going to do everything he can to save TikTok. Talk about hypocrisy, yeah. Folks. Talk about hypocrisy. Went back and looked at
she was busting China plates.
Exactly, busting China plates, but now we're all about TikTok. So is TikTok an element of the Chinese state out to get us, or is it a job-creating engine for Americans? Republicans, you need to decide which it is. Looking back at the original House vote on the bill to ban TikTok, all 9 of Tennessee's representatives in the House voted for the ban, and now we're seeing comments from many of the Republicans who voted no that thanking President Trump for doing all he can to save TikTok. So, hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Look in the mirror, Republicans. Look in the mirror, all right? Okay, so we've got another school shooting.
A tie to other things like natural disaster relief.
Oh, that's in Tennessee. In Tennessee, that bill... was tied to that, we'll see what happens there. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So we got another school shooting where I'm sure there'll be lots of Republican thoughts and prayers and Republican inaction on gun reform, even though the majority of Tennesseans of all parties want it, even though the majority of Americans of all parties want it. Nothing will happen there. And more people will continue to die, and more hypocrisy will continue to occur, which makes people like me. Well, it keeps me in business, doesn't it? It keeps us in business here on the Loyal Opposition. Okay. So, Michelle, what else is going on in Portland?
Not a lot going on in Portland. I met with the chamber last week. We're already starting to plan the farm-to-table dinner they are. And so trying to persuade them to see if we can't get involved. And
awesome.
Of course, they've already started advertising and taking sponsorships for the Strawberry Festival, and
I'll go out on a limb and say the Loyal Opposition is all for eating local and strawberries.
Yep, the state of the city here in Portland will be on the luncheon at the Portland Public Library hosted by the Chamber. Mayor Mike Callis will be speaking. So that's the next big community event.
We're going to have to, of course, we'll always have the mayor in afterwards so he can give the speech again on the air and the radio here.
Yeah,
so. Mayor Callis.
Has he been on the show before?
He's been on the show several times before. Right. Never at a loss of things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, he's a talker. Right?
I learned a lot about.
Water?
And, asphalt and water pipes and all sorts of stuff, yes.
He takes pride in our infrastructure.
Yeah, he's a good, great cheerleader for the city of Portland. Great cheerleader for the city of Portland. Okay. All right, a couple other things going on before we get to the good part of the show where you don't have to listen to me talk, but you get to listen to our guest talk. Let's see. Yesterday, during a slew of executive orders, the president, among other things, pardoned 1,500 people who were involved in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, including folks who attacked police with pepper spray, crutches, and bats. He also pardoned Proud Boys and others found guilty of seditious conspiracy. They are now free. Mm-hmm. Dark day for our country. The message is clear. If you're on Trump's side, political violence is okay. And how about those Republican support for our men and women in blue, support for our police officers by applauding the release of 1,500 people who attacked police. Police officers died on that day. Died. And those sentences now have been commuted. Okay? On the campaign trail, just if you don't remember.
On the side note of that.
Side note away.
I saw some interviews with some of the people that were pardoned, and there's no remorse. Like, they fully believe that what they did was the right thing to do.
And that's just absolutely wild, right? The rule of law has absolutely no meaning. If you remember, on the campaign trail, during the campaign, Trump and his vice presidential nominee were repeatedly asked if he planned on pardoning everyone involved in the Capitol riot. And he gave the same answer all the time. Those people who attacked police officers deserve their punishment, but others who had merely trespassed would likely be forgiven. Ha! Instead, he lied. Not the first time, won't be the last. Let's see. What else? Oh, okay. One of our favorite Congress critters from Tennessee, Representative Andy Ogles. Woo-hoo. We've talked about him before in the show.
Yeah. I think the shooting is in his district.
That sounds like it could be right. Okay. He has introduced a bill in Congress that will allow Trump to annex Greenland. A nation that we don't own and Denmark doesn't want to sell us. And the reason the reason he gave was, and I quote, "We are the dominant predator." Yes, that's that's a good reason, because we're the dominant predator. Oh, God. Remember Ronald Reagan? What did he call the Republican Party? Shining city on the hill. Now they're the dominant predator. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Another executive order signed by the president yesterday rolls back a Biden executive order that had the effect of lowering prices for prescription drugs for Americans on Medicare and Medicaid. That is now history. Okay. I'm not an economist. I don't think anyone in this room is an economist. Economist, raise your hand. Not seeing any hands going up. Five people in this room, no economists. But
I had to take economics.
So did I, and
it was
not fun.
No.
I had to choose either microeconomics or macroeconomics, and I remember choosing macro and thinking I made the wrong choice, but my roommate, who was an accounting major, said I made the right choice, that micro was even worse.
Yeah, I think I took both.
We're not economists, I'm not certainly, but how does repealing lower prices make things cheaper for the American consumer, right? Because Donald Trump is going to come in and he was going to solve inflation, which has pretty much been solved by Joe Biden already, and he was going to make prices lower. And now what does he do? He signs an executive order that's going to make the price of prescription drugs go up for millions of people. I don't know. So maybe that's the Maybe that's some kind of like secret inflation I don't know about. Okay. All right. And hey, we probably can't get away without talking about school vouchers in Tennessee.
Yep.
Special session next week. Okay. And as you mentioned, school vouchers are now tied to
hurricane relief
for East Tennessee. Yeah. Two things that naturally go together if you look at them, I guess. Interesting thing. Interesting Republican Representative Todd Warner of Chapel Hill, who has the following quote. "I have concerns about Governor Lee mixing these two, with me referring to private school vouchers and help for storm-torn East Tennessee counties together." So he has concerns. The next thing that happened to Todd Warner is he gets removed from the Education Committee by Speaker Cameron Sexton.
I've read about this.
Okay. And so, wow, even if you're a Republican and you speak out, you get in trouble by getting booted from your committee assignment. Wow. That's some First Amendment in action there, isn't it? Jeez.
Can't that backfire, too, for Sexton? Because that's going to make him mad enough that he will vote against it when it comes to the floor for a vote.
Could be. We shall see. Speaking of Sexton, here's a interesting little quote from him referring to the Memphis school system when advocating for vouchers. "I don't think that Memphis school system is best for any student." Any student. Okay. Politicians are admitting it now, folks. Vouchers are about dismantling public schools. They're about more money to billionaire lobbyists. They are about anything but good education for our kids. And now they're pretty much coming out and saying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'll say they've done such a good job spinning it to their base. As I have conversations with people, many of them online, some with people I know, some with people I don't know. A lot of people are under the impression that if they homeschool, they're going to get this $7,000.
No, that's not true, right?
And so that doesn't, I mean, there may be some recipients that qualify for the scholarship under the law, but that's not how it works. And so people don't fully understand what they're supporting.
And exactly.
And it's only $20,000, $7,000 scholarships, and there's over a million students in the state.
And there's a lot of counties in the state that don't have any private school options.
Exactly.
But, of course, Republicans are touting that Beacon Center poll that shows 72% of Tennesseans approve of school vouchers. However, if you look at how they worded the question, they worded it in such a way to skew the answer towards the positive. If people understand exactly what they're supporting, a lot of those 72% go away and become well under 50%. The president of the Clarksville-Montgomery County Education Association, a woman by the great name of Stephanie Outlaw, I love that name, want to meet her, said that the bill would be, quote, "a handout to special interests, a subsidy for the rich being pushed by lobbyists and out-of-state billionaires."
Yep.
And that's not what we want in Tennessee. All right, folks, you've heard us complain long enough. We're going to take our first break. We're going to pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing from the good folks at the Sumner County branch of the NAACP right here on the Loyal Opposition.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
Have you ever wondered what kind of world your children will inherit? How clean will the air they breathe be when they reach your age? If you want to make a difference today that will last for generations to come, here's your chance. It's called Green Power Switch. CEMC is now giving you the option to buy blocks of power generated from clean, renewable resources, which greatly reduce air pollution. Each block of green power costs $4, which is added to your monthly electric bill. So make a difference. Call CEMC and tell them you want to make the switch, the Green Power Switch.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I'm Lynn Asante, and I'm here with Michelle Hardman. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. And, you know, I realized over the break that I talked up our weekly trivia question, and then I forgot to ask the weekly trivia question. So maybe we should do that. Okay. All right. And again, if you know the answer to the question without cheating, send it in. Text it in to 516-440-6310. That's 516-440-6310. And we'll have a winner, I guess. Okay. What Tennessee city is in the exact geographical center of the state? Again, what Tennessee city is in the exact geographical center of the state? All right. Text in your answers. We'll let you know after the next break. Okay, we are here today. We've got a couple of great guests. I'm really happy that these folks were able to come on by and join us. We've got Trina McKnight and Hollis Rutledge, both of the NAACP of Sumner County. Hollis is the newly elected president, head honcho, big kahuna. And Trina McKnight is the assistant treasurer and in charge of the committee that runs the Unity Day festivities, which is one of the things I want to talk about today. So, Trina, Hollis, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad, really, really glad to have you. This is, you know, this is, the show only airs Wednesday, so this is as close as we can get to having Martin Luther King Day on the Loyal Opposition. You know, and over the break, I was thinking about a quote from Dr. King that I think is particularly pertinent to the days that we find ourselves in. And he said, we need leaders not in love with money, but in love with justice. Not in love with publicity, but in love with humanity.
Yes.
Right? And I think those are some good words. Okay. Words worth talking about, words worth remembering.
Yes.
So I want to talk about Dr. King's legacy today, and I want to talk about how the NAACP of Sumner County celebrates that legacy. And what we can do to continue to celebrate and promote that legacy. But first, why don't we get to know you guys a little bit better? Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, what you do, how you got here, what strange life journey led you to this seat here across the table from me today?
All right.
You want to go first?
We're going to start with Trina. Yeah, why not? She's at the end.
All righty. My name is Trina McKnight. I am the assistant treasurer with NAACP, Sumner County Branch. I'm also the committee chair for Unity Day. It was a position that I was kind of voluntold to
Often
do.
The case in
yes.
life, isn't it?
Right. So I stepped in, hit the ground running, and I still learn, but I have so many people to help out with to make that day special. So it is a very important day, not only for everyone around the county or country, but those in Sumner County as well. I'm a native of Nashville, Tennessee. Been in Sumner County since my youngest started school. She is a senior at Station Camp now, so she's about to graduate. When I came, it's just been, I started out in Hendersonville and then eventually bought in Gallatin. So I was there, and my first run-in with Unity Day, I usually go to Nashville for their program, but looking around Sumner County, I found that Unity Day program, and it was put on by NAACP, and from there I decided to join, and that's where I've been ever since.
How many volunteers does it take to put on Unity Day?
Oh, wow.
How many people you got helping you out?
You know, I can't give a number off the top of my head because we are a great group of people, our organization. It's just kind of like they come in and ask, everyone kind of asks where they can help out. So from the president on down to just local members. So it's a lot of people that we have that make that day such a success.
Excellent. Excellent. Hollis, what about you? What you got to say for yourself?
Well, my name is Hollis Rutledge. I'm from Gallatin, Tennessee. I am a 1985 graduate of Gallatin High School. Upon graduating high school, I attended Tennessee Tech University.
Notice how no one applauded when you mentioned Gallatin High School. Got no Gallatin High grads in this room here.
Well, you guys are still mad at us from the day when Gallatin was really Gallatin.
When Gallatin was Gallatin, so, right?
For sure.
I am.
Yeah.
So I attended Tennessee Tech University on a football scholarship. I have a degree in business management. I am married. I have four kids. I have a son and three daughters, three grandkids. I think the thing that led me to the NAACP, one of the papers I had written in one of my classes in college years ago, I had written a paper, and at the end of the paper, the instructor wanted us to talk about things that we wanted to do, organizations that we wanted to work with. And I listed that, and I found that paper many years after that.
Cool.
And at that time, I was not a member of the NAACP. I coached in the rec leagues. I coached softball and basketball. I coached my daughters all the way up until they got into high school and out of high school. And at that time, I had not become a member, and I found that paper, and I was like, well, I guess this is my next journey. I felt like I found it for a reason. And so we joined, and as Trina said, we have a wonderful, wonderful group of people that love advocating for people, that love helping people, that love picking up the pieces for people. We pride ourselves on that, and it seems like that we may have a lot of problems, but trying to help people is not one of them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
How long has the Sumner County chapter been around?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. The Sumner County branch has been around. It was started by a gentleman by the name of Herbert Cecil Scott in 1968.
Wow.
He was the president of the Sumner County branch, and he was also a pastor at a church in Gallatin called Franklin Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, and he was a preacher there. And I pause right there because Herbert Cecil Scott is my great uncle.
Oh, a family connection. Gotcha.
So okay. that Anything you read about him, he was that and then some. He was a great man.
That's Scott family name. That's a name in Gallatin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other presidents that have come along, that came along after Cecil Scott, was Mr. Charles Brinkley. He's still an active member. We want to give a shout out to him because he's been sick. He had a doctor's appointment today. We pray everything went well. He is a mentor to all of us. He gives. He's a gift that keeps on giving.
He is. He's a mentor to me. I've known Charles for years, and he's one of a kind. He's one of a kind.
He definitely is. And so Brother Charles was president. Reverend Dempsey Osley was president. Reverend Willie Birchfield was a president. Mr. Philip Douglas was president. Miss Beverly Staden, wonderful lady. She's still active. She's still going strong in spite of the passing of her husband, Mr. Thomas Staden. And then Mr. Thomas Staden was our last president. And those two, Trina and I, we know we don't have time to on this show to talk about them and what they mean to us.
Wow.
But they have enriched our lives just being with them in the years that we have worked with them. They are special people.
Yeah. I went to school with some Brinkleys and some Statons. I bet they're probably related.
Probably.
The Shackle Island area.
Oh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are long-known family names in Sumner County for sure, huh?
Yeah.
I've been around a long time. 1968, coming up on, 60 years will be soon, not too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
58 years now, 57 years. My sister was born in 1968, so that's a pretty long legacy. What is the relationship? This would be our last question before our next break. Already, believe it or not, but what's the mission and the goal of the goals of the NAACP of Sumner County? I mean, why do you guys exist?
Our mission. And I'll say this, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, was founded February 12, 1909. The NAACP's mission is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equity of rights for all persons and to eliminate race-based discrimination. So that's our mission, and in a world today, we still have that. We still have that, and so the fight continues. We talked about Dr. King's legacy, and that was his legacy, to fight for those that cannot fight for themselves. And so that's our mission, and we have to stay on mission. We can never, ever afford to get comfortable because there are so many in this world that are without. Our goals, the goals of the NAACP, I stated earlier, they are to eliminate racial prejudice, secure civil rights that are guaranteed in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, advancing policies and practices that allow everybody to get a piece of the pie, improving the well-being of black people and all people of color, to advocate for social justice, and I'll add, those are our goals, and I would like to just add a note, the NAACP work is rooted in racial equity, civic engagement, and supportive policies and institutions for all marginalized people.
All right. So it sounds like the national group and the local chapters work together to achieve those goals.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to take our second break right now. And when we come back, let's talk about Dr. King and his legacy. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
WQKR.
At the UPS Store, we have everything to help small business owners be unstoppable. So if you need printing, we'll be the printing store.
Yeah, hi, I need help printing brochures. My at-home printer became self-aware.
Of course. The UPS store can print a wide variety of... Wait, you said self-aware?
Yeah, one day it was saying it was low on ink, and the next it was saying it wanted to rule the world. You know how printers can be.
Weird. Well, whatever you need, we've got you covered.
Why did you try to unplug me, Dave? Together, we could rule the world.
I don't want to rule the world. I just want my brochures printed.
The UPS store can help small business owners be unstoppable with our printing services. We can print a wide variety of marketing materials with professional results. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
The UPS store in Portland is located at 201 North Broadway, Suite C, and is open from 8 a.m. until 6:30 p.m., offering in-store shopping and in-store pickup. In the Portland, Gallatin, Hendersonville, and Springfield area, you'll find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle at Reiselman Buick GMC, 2516 Memorial Boulevard in Springfield.
Hello, WQKR listeners. This is Courtney Reiselman from Reiselman Buick GMC, and thanks to you, we're the fastest growing dealership in the Nashville area. Here's the thing. Our goal is every customer, every time. Our name is Buick GMC, yet we buy pre-owned vehicles all over the country. Mercedes, Toyota, Honda, just let us know and we'll find it. Did you know our collision and body shop is top rated? Bring it to us and we'll fix it right the first time. Todd, I, and the team thank you for your support and appreciate your business. We look forward to seeing you.
In the Portland, Gallatin, Hendersonville, and Springfield area, you'll find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle at Reiselman Buick GMC. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. and 8 till 6 on Saturday at 2516 Memorial Boulevard in Springfield.
What does CASASA mean to you? If you have a checking account, CASASA means free banking. That's right. CASASA Cash and CASASA Saver are free, reward-based accounts offered only at Volunteer State Bank. No minimum balance to earn the rewards, no monthly service fee, free online banking, and nationwide ATM fee refunds. It's a free checking account that rewards Volunteer State Bank customers with high interest for every month you qualify. Available only at Volunteer State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small town charm, but convenient to big city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today. And remind them, when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR, Portland, Tennessee. Santi, along with Michelle Harbin, and we are speaking with Trina and Hollis from the NAACP of Sumner County. It is 5:38 p.m. and 26 chilly degrees out, going down to 19 tonight. Okay, Michelle from Portland was the winner of our trivia contest.
I had to have a hint, though, be fair. We'll disclose that.
The question was, what Tennessee city is in the exact geographic center of the state? And the answer is...
Murfreesboro.
Yes, Murfreesboro is in the geographic center of the state of Tennessee. There is a stone monument that marks the official site on Old Lacassus Pike, about a half mile north of downtown, where MTSU's campus is. So, if you're ever down in Murfreesboro with nothing to do, head up Lacassus Pike and Old Lacassus Pike and find yourself a piece of stone that'll tell you that you're in the exact geographical center of Tennessee.
Mm, okay. Interesting.
All right. Okay, as I said, we are speaking with the good folks from the Sumner County branch of the NAACP, Trina McKnight, Hollis Rutledge, and talking about the goals and objectives of the NAACP and its history and so forth. But one of the most, to me, one of the most visible and important things that the NAACP of Sumner County does is puts on the Unity Day activities, which usually includes a parade. We call it a parade or we call it a march? Is it a march? Is it a parade? Kind of bit of both?
Yeah, we say parade.
You say parade?
Yeah, okay. Because we have people that actually walk, and sometimes they can drive their cars just as they did because of the weather. So, yeah.
So we do that, and there's also usually a program afterwards. So why don't we start off by talking about that. How long have you guys been doing the parade and program, and what's that all about? What's the goal? You know, talk to us about what the speaker was and all that kind of good stuff.
Alrighty. So the first Martin Luther King Day celebration in Gallatin was January of 1995. And that was put together by past Councilwoman Yvonne Malone. She's credited for the Unity Day March and program in Gallatin. We're told that she worked tirelessly on the program and the parade to ensure the citizens of Gallatin could participate in Unity Day celebration. So I've actually had the pleasure of speaking with her, and she served, and she's has a wealth of knowledge about the program and the parade as well.
This year,
it was cold.
It was
very cold.
I
had the pleasure of being at Gallatin High School. Hollis was out at City Hall for the march, so.
It was cold.
Well, that's what happens in events in January. I know this well. My birthday's in January, and I've had birthday parties where no one showed up because it was too cold, the weather was too bad to come out.
Yeah.
Okay? So I know the feeling. Okay? I know the feeling. But after the parade this year, there was a program at the high school. Talk to us about that. Who is the speaker, and what did she have to say?
So this year our speaker was former Senator Brenda Gilmore, and her message was titled, "Where Do We Go From Here?" She referenced in her message the groundwork that had been laid and the importance that it is on all of us to remember what Dr. Martin Luther King started. She also referenced Willie Mays and Hank Aaron in her speech. And she said that they started out not doing well, but what people most remember is how they finished. She also mentioned in her message that we have a responsibility to help one another. So, and that, again, is our goal, you know, just working with different people, marginalized people, and, you know, reaching out. So it's not just, I think a lot of people may have the misconception that NAACP is just for African Americans or Black people, but we actually, anyone is welcome to join us and help us out. So on that day for the march, we have our audience was sprinkled with just different
everybody
races. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And the local branch of the NAACP, I think another misconception is people think of it as sort of the Gallatin NAACP, but it really is Sumner County as a whole, right?
Correct.
So you can live anywhere in the county and become
mm-hmm.
a member, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I think that's important to know, too. If someone wants to become a member, what could they do?
Well, if someone wants to become a member,
they'd have to cough up $30, know that.
Yeah,
what else would they have to do?
You could go to our website, NAACPSumnerCounty.org, and on our website you can scroll down and you'll find where it talks about membership. You'll click on that, and a yearly subscription or annual is $30, as Lynn mentioned. And then we also have other levels
mm-hmm.
available. Thank you, Trina.
Mm-hmm.
They are just a regular adult. It's $30. We have a youth membership for $10. And let me pause right there. That any youth that want to join for the NAACP. The NAACP will pay the youth membership. We do that, and then we also
they can
have,
also get volunteer hours probably with you guys to go towards their the Hope Scholarship and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, that's a good
for
point.
You to know
yeah,
for
I didn't.
Your students.
I did not know that. That's great news. Mm-hmm. So if and by youth that is 18 and under or something like that.
The youth they are 20 and under.
20 and under.
The youth
okay.
membership is 20 and under. And it is $10, and the our branch we pay that for our youth. We are in the process of building up our youth council. We have some things on our calendar for the youth to do that we're going to be doing this year, and we're working very hard to make sure we get our youth involved more involved.
I think that's probably a group of people I'm going to want to talk to on the show at some point once you all get organized and whatnot.
Yes. That'd be great.
Find out what the kids are thinking.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I used to think I was a kid. Yeah, not anymore.
Gen Z is going to save us.
I hope you're right. Gen Z is going to save us. You know, I guess I've had a birthday this month, and you know, it was a big one, and you know, feeling my age and whatnot, looking in the mirror and wondering what the hell's happening. You know, and I'm like, you know, I. And but then, you know, I look around me and I'm like, you know, Michelle is still as young and lovely as she was the day I met her 30 years ago. And Roger here, well, he's just timeless, you know. So but for those of us that age, yeah, that youth membership is a good wish. Actually, what I think is the best bargain, though, is the youth life membership.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is $100?
$100. It's $100, and the age is 13 and under, and that's $100, and you can pay that in installments of $25 or more. You can pay that. Then we have a bronze life, which is $400, ages 14 to 20, payable in annual installments of $50 or more. Then we have a silver life, $750, payable in annual installments of $75 or more. We have a gold life, which is $1,500, and it's only available to silver or regular life members. That's payable in installments of $150 or more. And then we have a diamond life, which is $2,500, only available to gold or gold heritage life members, and that's payable in installments of $250. But you'll find all that information on our website. Again, it is NAACP, SumnerCounty.org. Go there and check us out. We hope that you join us, and we hope to see you soon.
All right. Yeah. And, folks, yeah. FYI, we've posted the link to the NAACP of Sumner County's website on our show's website, the loyalopposition.online. So head on over to our links
page. And don't
y'all
have another, like an annual banquet dinner that you do as well?
Yes.
I go to that every year, actually. Yes. Yeah.
That's the Freedom Fund banquet.
Freedom Fund banquet, mm-hmm. Yes.
Takes place in October each year.
Mm-hmm. We usually, as I recall, we usually invade Reverend What's-His-Name's church for that one there, right?
Uh-huh.
Reverend Jackson. my good friend Reverend Derek Jackson, who sits on a couple of boards with me. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jackson is a very active and busy person.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we also have a silent auction within the Freedom Fund banquet as well, so it's great times.
I won myself in one of those little Amazon Alexa devices that you talk to, and those smart speakers.
Yeah.
I won one of those at the election at the silent auction a couple of years ago.
Yeah. We have five Alexas in our house. We love her.
Yeah, we love her. I got Alexa all over the place. I wouldn't know what time it was if it wasn't with Alexa.
When I travel, I catch myself, Alexa, what's the weather today? And I'm like, she's not with me.
Speaking of elections, NAACP, is it active in local, county, state politics? What do you guys do politically?
We're actually nonpartisan.
All right, nonpartisan.
But we do host voter registration drives. Mm-hmm. So we help with ride to the polls, things of that nature.
Excellent.
Candidate forums.
Candidate forums
as well.
Yeah, we should. Yes.
We want to thank Lynn for attending
moderating.
And doing a great job. And we plan to do those more and more. We think it's important that the voters get to see the public officials that's running and kind of get to hear what their forms are.
Mm-hmm. It was great that y'all streamed that as well. I was able to watch the whole thing remotely. And
yeah, that was...
grabbed some clips out to share on social media.
Yeah, I remember them setting up the live stream.
This past year, especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good... good public service, and I'm glad to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, I last couple times I've been the
mediator,
narrator, host, whatever you call it, right? MC. Mm-hmm. I put on my bipartisan ball cap, and we do that. All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that Dr. King quote, and we'll finish up for today. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
WQKR.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community, more than just a hospital. The Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/franklin to learn more.
Hi, my name is Bud Woodall from the Portland Church of Christ with a point to ponder. One time we were driving on the highway and the road was terrible. An ice storm had created potholes everywhere. The driver did his best to avoid those potholes, but sometimes it just wasn't possible. There were too many potholes covering the road. All we could do was ride it out, endure it. Every day, we encounter problems and struggles. We try to avoid the ones that we can, and sometimes we cannot avoid them. But there is a way to ride them out. In Joshua 1 verse 9, we find that Joshua was preparing to lead Israel into what would amount to years of battles. God told him, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. When troubles come, make sure that you are walking with Jesus. Ride it out with Jesus at your side." Points to Ponder is brought to you by the Portland Church of Christ. We hope you have a great day.
Hey! back, everyone. Finishing up with another episode of The Loyal Opposition. And remember, folks, if you ever miss an episode or if you happen to be at a place where you do not receive our signal, remember, you can listen live online, WQKR.com. And The Loyal Opposition is now on all of the major podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So be sure to subscribe and follow us there as well. How it works is after the show, Roger here will send me the file in the mail, and I get it posted on the website. So
you know where else you can listen? If you have SiriusXM and your package gives you the app, I can say, hey, Siri, play WQKR on SiriusXM, and
they do it.
I can
How
hear,
about that?
You can hear it live.
I did not know
I
that.
I listen to Good Morning Portland like that all the way to Lebanon because I lose the signal as soon as I get to Galveston.
But you have Sirius in your car.
And
How about
so
that?
It's the TuneIn on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio on SiriusXM, or the TuneIn Radio app.
Because iHeart is, sure, okay, that's cool. I did not know that. So anyway, lots of different ways to listen to The Loyal Opposition. We are finishing up with Trina and Hollis. And Hollis wanted to talk to us just a little bit more. We just got a couple minutes. A little bit more about some of the youth council activities.
Yes, we have a plan this year for the youth on February the 11th. We plan to take plan on taking some of the students down to they have legislative day on the Hill.
Oh,
and
yes.
So we plan on taking some.
Oh, that's
some
a cool thing.
They,
yeah, that's a cool thing for
yes,
people to do.
To so they can get to meet the local, politicians.
And that's just called Legislative Day on the Hill.
Uh huh. Okay. And it is February the 11th. Also February the 15th. We plan on taking some kids to the Nashville Library. They have a section in there called it's the Civil Rights section.
The Civil Rights section, right?
And they will
special
play
collection.
Videos and they will give talk about those times. And so we're going to take as far as those times during segregation, the sit-ins, all of that, and that was going on there. And so we will take some students there, and then also the April the 4th and the 5th. There is a pilgrimage that we're going through, this Ministers Alliance that they've been going. And so for the last several years, where they go to Alabama and see some of the sites during civil rights times. And so our goal is to take some students there.
That's cool. That's cool.
This year. And anybody, I made a note here, if you the cost for us taking those students is going to be $200 a student. And we are accepting any donation. No donation is too small to help us get the kids to down on the pilgrimage. We thought it would be good for them to see.
Yes.
We talk about it all
absolutely.
The time.
See it, live it, be it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All righty. Well, I want to thank Trina and Hollis for dropping by and spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I want to, of course, thank my wonderful co-host, Michelle Harbin, who truly adds an element to the show that is otherwise lacking when I'm here all by myself. I want to thank the estimable Roger for working his magic behind the scenes.
Yes, I
feel the presence of sports journalists, so we're about, looks like we're about to start Triple Play Sports.
I don't know how much I'd use that
J word. I feel the presence of a couple guys going
to
talk
about
sports.
Do you know how to write a paper in AP style?
I did take a class.
Triple Play Sports is live from the studio up next here on WQKR. We will be here. We will be back next week on Wednesday with more news commentary, talk, and guests here on The Loyal Opposition. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week. We will see you next Wednesday.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.